You're listening to SBS News.
In the center of Ukraine's capital, people have been celebrating. They've been celebrating since their president, Volodymyr Zelensky, made this announcement.
Ukrainians, Ukrainian women, strong people of our indomitable, beautiful, united country. Today is a historic day. We are returning the south of our country, returning Kherson. As of now, our defenders are on the approaches to the city. In quite a bit, we will begin to enter. But special units are already in the city. The people of Kherson were waiting. They never gave up on Ukraine. Hope for Ukraine is always justified, and Ukraine always returns its own.
Russia had withdrawn all 30,000 of its troops across the Dnipro River and out of Kherson. 30-year-old Maroz Alina is a resident of Kherson. She also was out celebrating.
We love Ukraine. We love Kherson. We are all Ukraine, and we are waiting for Ukrainian armed forces to take our cities back. We wait for this war to end by Russia's defeat.
And 62-year-old Popova Lydia is also from Kherson.
We are grateful to the Ukrainian armed forces. Our boys are amazing. Glory to God. Glory to Ukrainian armed forces. Glory to Ukraine.
Sergei Romanenko is one man who was evacuated from Kherson to Kyiv after Russia invaded.
Well, these are emotions that can't be expressed, because it is a synergy of people who have been waiting for 8 months for this day, and they have waited, and today we all celebrate it together. This is just an unsurpassed day. Everyone envies it not only in Kyiv, but all over the world. Kherson is on all the front pages today, so we are here today. I am from Kherson myself.
The withdrawal marked the third major Russian retreat of the war and the first to involve yielding such a large occupied city in the face of a major Ukrainian counteroffensive that has retaken parts of the east and south. Russia's retreat from Kherson was chaotic. According to Sergei Klon, who is the deputy of the Kherson Regional Council, many Russian soldiers were left behind.
On the eve of their departure, the occupiers blew up the Kherson thermal power plant and the Oblenergo distribution station. In addition, they destroyed the electronic park near the TV tower. That is, all this will have to be restored, but the most important thing now is to carry out the deoccupation, because a large part of the Russians could not cross the Dnipro. They change clothes and throw away their military uniforms and try to hide in civilian clothes. They will mostly be preparing some provocations in Kherson.
President Zelensky warns those abandoned by Russia to surrender.
I would like to make a special statement for those Russian soldiers, mercenaries and collaborators who were abandoned in Kherson and other cities of the south. The only chance for salvation for you is to surrender to Ukrainian captivity. We guarantee that you will be treated in accordance with the law and international standards. And to those Russian soldiers who have changed into civilian clothes and are hiding somewhere, I want to say that you cannot hide. We will find you anyway. Don't drag it out. Voluntary entry into Ukrainian captivity is the only option for all occupiers.
The Russian Defense Ministry says it has adopted defensive lines and positions on the eastern bank of the river, which Moscow hopes it'll be able to better supply and defend. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the decision to retreat was taken by the Defense Ministry. Asked by reporters if it was humiliating for Mr. Putin, Mr. Peskov said no. The Kremlin says the withdrawal would not change the status of Kherson as a subject of the Russian Federation. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.